It's an exciting time, but it was an exciting time for you.
Oh, yeah.
In those days, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, as we've talked about all this, what do you take the most satisfaction from in your business career?
Maybe at the peak, we had 300 people working in Tulsa. And when I sold out, 9 of them became millionaires, not counting me.
Really?
By our stock option plan. All 300 of them were non-smokers when they were at the office. We didn't allow it.
Really?
Yeah.
You could not be a smoker and be hired? You wouldn't hire a smoker?
Nope.
And where did that come from?
Me. If we had a smoker on the payroll, we told them, your next pay raise will be the day after you give up cigarettes. If not, somebody else will hire you. We'd be glad to see you go if you don't stop smoking. My own secretary, she held out and held out being a smoker. Her kid hit college age. She had to pay tuition. She quit smoking.
Isn't that something, the addiction to smoking, was that great?
Yeah.
But you weaned a lot of people off. How do you know that some of them didn't smoke at home?
We didn't know.
You didn't know?
You could smell occasionally, but we weren't going to try to enforce that.
Right. But there were no smoke breaks.
No.
There was no smoking pit outside.
No.
Can you do that today?
Yeah.
Hire only non-smokers?
Sure.
We're so sensitive about some of those things.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is the quality, the number of experienced employees that quit their jobs and came to work for me was greater by a long shot than those that we lost.
They came to you because of the non-smoking policy.
Yeah.
Why did that become a big issue for you?
I think because I was stuck in an era of so many meetings that were smoke-filled rooms, and I've always had the asthma and lungs that it bothered me. I think that got me interested in it. Someday somebody will decide to start the campaign to stop sugar, like we campaigned to stop smoking. And we still got 30% of the people smoking.
What would be your advice to future young entrepreneurs that want to either start something new or be in business? What do you say?
I think they've got to get away from the culture of young people today that they want to judge by what I'm given just because I'm me and I'm there. And they got to get down to saying, you got to work hard to create something new. If you don't want to do that, you probably ought to go to work for the government or some big corporation, and you'll get a pension and health insurance and a living wage. But you can't have all the freedom that our society is seeming to want and the younger generation want. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Without people that create things and work hard to do it, this society's going to have all the failures that socialism has had. Sylvia and I together now have 13 great-grandkids.
Wow.
And I'm wondering what their life is going to be like. Really afraid.
Why are you worried about what their life's going to be like?
But they're going to grow up in a culture that seems to tell them that's what it is.
What are you going to do for me? Attitude?
Yeah.
Well, won't they figure that out, that that's not going to work?
I don't know.
But then you hate to see how far they have to go to discover that.
Yeah.